When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John. Today, I want to talk about one of the things I'm doing to help me manage on a daily basis during this whole pandemic. The way that I am managing now is that I'm following my treatment and crisis plan that I've made with my doctors, my loved ones, and so forth. I'm always following that. The thing I've really been focusing on, though, is creating. And when I talk about creating, I'm talking about, for me personally, I enjoy writing. I enjoy making social media posts. I enjoy creating courses for people to learn about bipolar disorder. I released my book. I think in a time where many of us are focusing so much on death and losing things breaking down, I think it's good to focus on creating. And that can be different for everybody or for anybody. For someone, it might be cooking a meal at night for their family, creating a meal. For somebody else, it may be creating a safe place at home by cleaning, organizing, being active that way. It looks different for everybody, but I think if you can focus on building something, creating something, I think this is a really good time to do that. Because like I said, I released my book, This War Within My Mind, and it's out on Amazon. But I also, when I was done with that, I wanted to create more. And so I made a course on bipolar disorder on Thinkific. It's a platform where you can create courses, you can enroll in courses, and so forth. I also created this podcast, and I'm working on an audiobook for the book I released March 27th. And I'm not saying all this stuff to brag and be like, oh, look what I'm doing, but focusing on those projects right now at home has been such a huge, huge relief for me. It's helped me manage because I have a focus on something other than myself. I'm creating for other people. I'm doing things for other people. So it's not just me, ego me, like myself. So I would suggest, if you're listening to this, I would totally suggest you do something to create today. And like I said, it can be creating a meal by yourself or with family members or a loved one. It can be making your place a safer or a cleaner place to live by cleaning the bathrooms and the family room and living room and so forth, organizing the closets, something that you can focus your energy on so you're not focusing on the negative of what's going on in the world today. I think it's so easy to get caught up in that and get carried away with it because every other thing on social media, the news, it's all about the coronavirus. And although it is huge, I mean, it's global. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to minimize a how big of an issue it is. What I'm trying to do is give you some ideas that might help you manage better. So I hope that helps.
Take care and all my best till next time.
If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.